Well, we're one step closer to normal agricultural trade with Cuba. House Agriculture Committee has voted to end the ban on travel and ease the financial strain on farm products sold to Cuba. Well, it's about time. 50 years of punishment to Castro has done nothing to change the Cuban people nor isolate that country from the rest of the world. It has hurt farmers. Cuba imports 85% of its food. Business groups, humanitarian groups, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the National Foreign Trade Council, and the National Farmers Union all disagree with that trade ban. Well, who favors it? Only the anti-Castro element. Ending the current policy could very well improve relations with Cuba. And it would certainly generate jobs for people in the travel industry and for southeastern farmers in particular. Present policy hurts a lot of people. It helps nobody. That's Ag Review for today. Everett Griner, Southeast AgNet.